Got it, it ain't a question. Boy, it ain't no room for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I'm worth more than you could manage. Manage, yeah. Oh, if you want me, oh, we could be fine. Closer to me, oh, giving me fire. That you won't let me fall. Oh, holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time to hold on. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah, 'cause with me, no, you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage. Yeah. about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, you're doing it just for pleasure. Either love me or I'm a lesson. If you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage, baby. Oh, you're calling for me. Oh, baby, I could. Oh, we could be whatever you want, call it. Promise that you won't let me go. Oh, oh, holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life. All night you could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time to hold on. So just be careful what you take for granted, yeah. Cause with me, no, you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage. Oh, you could do damage. No, you could do damage.
Springtime means Mother's Day and unbeatable prices on made-for-mom gifts, like ladies' Bermuda shorts, starting at
talk to you for hours, sit and look at you for hours. making love to you for hours, laying on your head for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding your clothes for hours, What's up? It is Talk to Tana Tuesday, y'all. What a week this has been for me. Oh, my goodness. When I tell you the devil is busy, but unfortunately, he has not won yet. And that's because I got the God on my side. You know? Yeah, I got you. I got you. I got you. Okay. I'm waiting for his ass to come and try it again.
Are y'all talking about the devil in the third person? Is that what
you're because he's been busy, you know. What? I don't know what I did to him to piss him off. But yeah, that's probably something too. You know. So I'm gonna start off with saying, "What's up, y'all? Thank y'all for coming in tonight. Got Ivory in the building tonight.
What's happening?
The first time he tried me.
Who tried you?
The devil.
You got to tell me who you're talking about.
The devil.
Are we talking about the devil again?
The devil. Last Sunday, I had karaoke at the motorcycle club, right?
Okay.
Which I do every Sunday.
Yep, yeah, and it be fat.
I get there, I don't got the cord to the speaker. So I drove home.
All the way back?
All the way home. Got the cord for the speaker. Got there, plugged everything
like
up.
Her.
And the motherfucking TV stand was broke. So I done propped my little bag up under there to hold it up. Then the damn TV wouldn't come on because it was broke. And I didn't know it was broke.
Why that got to be the devil, though?
Because it was trying to stop me from having fun.
Maybe you needed some rest.
You think so?
We've been partying for 6 days.
I'm a rest when I die. That's say rest in peace.
Sleep. Yeah, that's real. Sleep when we die. You're right.
When I go to sleep, I'm going to sleep forever.
So
I take naps.
Lots of power naps.
Oh, my goodness.
I go on my way to
my cousin's birthday dinner Sunday. My truck won't start. I done drove it all day Saturday, all week.
All April.
My truck is tired. I'm tired of paying for that motherfucker, but I can't quit.
You don't get to quit. Kind of be.
What?
The car got probably 3,000 miles on
it
in the month of April.
I got 89,000 miles on my truck.
No, I mean, 3,000 came in the month of April.
I only got 89,000 on my car.
89,000. I said 3,000 came in the month of April. 3,000? That's the length of a whole oil change over 3 to 6 months.
Hmm.
You did a lot of driving in April. So the car tired.
I really didn't
Once
do no
it rested,
driving.
Did it fire right back up?
No, it's still sitting at home.
Oh, you killed the car.
I ain't had a car in 3 days.
You killed the car.
I'm like... What the fuck is going on?
Your shit went.
It went.
I'm done. Your car did the E40.
Then I leave home today. I had my aunt drop me off. She was just dropping my mom off. I was like, drop me off on 46 and Keystone.
You're getting
on your
dropped off now, huh?
Yeah.
You're like me. You're just living like me. See, you're getting rides and shit. Ain't fun.
I get to 46 at Allisonville Road and realize I don't got my damn phone.
Oh, my.
And who can I call? Who can I call if I don't know nobody's number, if everybody's number in my phone?
You don't remember none. I know my...
Now I got my son and my mama.
Only a couple I know.
My daughter changed numbers too often, so I can't keep up with her shit.
My mama too. I can't even... She's like them.
So I had to call my son. Then I'm like, I got guests coming. She can't call me.
You got your phone now, though, don't you?
Yeah. I just called my son and had him to bring it and drop it
off. Your son is Ace Kumbo. And I ran into them on Easter.
Did you?
Him and your daughter.
Oh, yeah, they was at my cousin.
I didn't even know who your daughter was. I saw Eric, I had my sunglasses on. So they was looking like they knew me, but I was like, oh, shit, where I know this motherfucker. But as I got closer, it was your daughter, and I was like, oh, hey, what's up, girl? You know, then it was cool. But I was like, because she kept walking towards me with a hat. And I was like, just walking towards
me. Trust me, she wasn't going to say nothing to you when you were standing
cool.
around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was on it, too.
Now, we family, nigga. Everybody over here family. Yeah. Don't sit there. Take a chill pill.
You know, once I knew who it was, but he was doing
Okay, thank God for the devil moving on back to North Carolina.
Stay away, Lucifer. Stay away, Lucifer.
Ow. And I got a call today. Shout out to my nephew's City Indy and his wife, Camille.
Oh, okay.
He can't make it to the show Friday because Camille has COVID.
City Indy, City, right? Meeting
City
my guy.
That's my nephew.
So I didn't know. Is it anybody that you not related to?
Yes, a lot
is
of
anybody,
people I ain't.
No. Every person is always on the scene or
that's
off the
my
scene.
Nephew.
Or,
that's my brother was married to his mom.
Yeah, you got to watch over your fuck over. Bro.
Oh, yeah.
You're related to every damn
body. Hey, you better ask somebody.
I don't know so many people have so many cousins. I thought I had a lot of cousins.
And shit. So our family is—we had the largest family in the city at one point, the Grundy.
Oh yeah, that's right.
My grandmother was a
Grundy. Yeah.
That's my grandmother.
I remember you told
name.
Me that before. Y'all was Grundys.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So our name—it's got
like
good and bad.
Name.
Yeah.
You know that name when you hear Kinchelow, you hear her Grundy or Sprat.
All of us ain't affiliated with the things that go on. Just
but
saying.
Still,
get out
like
there, but I'm still a damn Grundy.
Don't
get it twisted.
Hey,
they used to call Brightwood Grundy Hill, Grundyville, back in the day.
Number the phone call away.
Yell down the motherfucking
bus
hill.
Bus stop away. It ain't nothing but a bus stop away.
All you got to do is yell down the hill. Everybody coming up running. Hello, how are you?
How you doing, son? That's Stephen B. has the show.
Hi, Stephen B.
He has the morning show.
Well, welcome to the Talk the Tana show. It's Tuesday. And it's, you know, I mean, a week. You ain't stopping me, trust me.
Oh, no, I get it. It's only Tuesday, and it's been a hell of a week.
I know, right?
It's Tuesday, man. I'm dusty and dirty and dusty. And I just say,
well, at least you got
shoes.
A job.
I'm fortunate. Yeah, you're right. I am fortunate. No, you're right.
It's
I'm
a blessing
grinding.
And a curse.
Yeah.
It's a curse because we don't want to get up and go, but we know we need the money.
I just
want to
do my job. I just want to do what you
do. Yeah.
I want to do what you do, but I can't do that right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get up every morning.
I don't
want to
do what I do.
Getting up at 3:50 in the morning? No. This is just the tip of the iceberg. You doing what you enjoy doing.
But I don't want to do what I do.
Actually, I ain't gonna lie though. You remember there was a time not too long ago when I couldn't call you before 2 p.m.
Right.
I've noticed though. I think I mentioned. I was like, Tana answers her phone at 7. And she's talking about I'm up.
Well,
I've been up. I got this
well,
to
this
do.
Is
I got that
thing.
Going on.
This is the thing. If I don't have anything to do, why am I gonna get up at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning?
No, but
out of my routine ain't set up like that.
It was just period, Negro.
Yeah.
It
no,
was period.
I know.
You did not answer
because
that
I work
phone.
Late night.
Yeah. But now
so,
you do what you do. I got you.
Yeah. That's I mean, real. I used to get up at 7 in the morning because I had to be at work at 8
at
o'clock.
The joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you coming on up like good times, girl. Jefferson, I'm sorry, I got the wrong black sitcom.
But that's okay because they both came up.
They both came up. They both came up.
Don't.
Oh, my God. Why y'all got some problem with the arm? What's going on with
same,
your arm? What happened?
The same thing for the last 2 months.
Listen, Tom.
I hit my funny bone.
This is going on a month right here.
No, this is
three beans. This here, this hip, we went to a fish fry. You probably know them people, too, I'm sure. But we went to a fish fry. I'm with the kids. I did football. I love kicking it with the kids. You know what I'm saying? They on the scene. So it's some kids across. They got their basketball. One kid. I got my grandson with me. I said, I'll take while they're all having the party. I go on across the cul-de-sac. It started out as a friendly game of horse. That's all it was. I said, look, man, I'm not going to be running all around. We can do horse. That turned into 3 hours. All the other kids came. Me, Jamie, out there doing it. I feel perfect. I'm drinking, what was I drinking? Hazel Baden. I'm drinking. I'm good. I done ate the fried fish. I'm out there balling with the youngsters, playing horse. Last night, I went to bed. Everything was fine. I've been fine since Sunday. I can hardly move my hip today. When I woke up, I got a limp of pain. A limp of, and it's just going to have to go away, I guess.
You said a limp of pain.
A limp of, I tried, look, I ain't in front. I tried to do it right, but it won't let me. I tried.
You can't even get your pimp walk on.
It's a limp hip of pain.
Right.
And I don't even know why it happened, because I guess it's settled in.
That's your pimp fault.
So I can't even get it.
You got a new one. That's coming with that 50 boy.
That 50. Is this what happened some 3 weeks ago? I'm 50 now. Now I just wake
up. It's just settling in.
I feel the elbow, the leg.
No, I hit my elbow at work. The second week of March.
You were going to say today.
No, I was trying to. The second week of March. It was a Friday. I was trying to avoid.
Is it the right one?
Yes.
That's the same
that's
one?
My shit.
Times on metal.
It hurts. I can't squeeze nothing. I can't do nothing.
Because it affects all that.
Well, the x-rays didn't show anything.
Oh, you did go get x-ray?
Yes, on the 27th. I went. It's getting worse. Like, I can't lift it up to get up.
And do one of these.
Yeah.
Roll over and try to use it as support.
Try to squeeze the toothpaste tube today. I was like, this shit ain't right.
Yeah, it ain't right.
It ain't right. It ain't right.
And it's just got to go away.
No, I'm going back to the doctor. My doctor.
Next thing I know, you're going to be in a bed with a big old thing on it.
But that's okay.
Just came out of there.
That's okay. Because
Don't let them do it.
That's painful.
What if they tell you they got to take the whole arm from the elbow down?
They can't.
He studied it.
They can't do that. Worst case scenario is I'm going to have some kind of wrapping around this mug. Don't do that. Don't say, why would you even say that, Ivory? That's okay, because I'm going to tell them, but give me two, because you need one, too. We're going to be in twinning. We're going to be twinning.
It was nubs in all the wrong places.
I ain't going to be able to do that. When I tell you.
Prosthetic is cool. That's what people say. You ain't never, you can karate chop a nigga, he won't even know what you got a prosthetic.
Well, you got to be able to have the time to take it off. You got to snap it on.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'm going to get you sucker. If she took off every part of the body.
What's up, Nadine? It's Poovy.
Hey, Boo.
How are you?
I'm good. Glad they ended up with traffic.
Welcome to Talk to Tana. We can talk about some traffic, too. We've been talking about everything bothering us this week. So traffic is on your name.
Baby, it took me 40 minutes to make a 10-minute drive.
Wow.
Waiting
where was
on
you
a
at?
Motherfucking train. I'm sorry, man. I could have ran faster than a train.
Brightwood 25th area right there.
Should have known. That train been slow like that all my life.
Oh, and the train in the hood over by Mr. Dan's where I grew up. 34. Triangle. Them two. Okay.
I could have ran faster than that train.
Well, you know that's the same damn train, right?
Oh, it is.
Yes, that's the same.
It runs behind the hood all the time. Damn, I'm feeling stupid. You didn't have to say that on air. You didn't have to do that.
They had you sitting there for ever.
They done backed up. They'll even back